So, hey, I wanted to stop by because I know that you have something big coming up with the auction.
I do.
And all this, but I have a different reason to stop by as well.
Okay.
Once a week on KXL, we do what's called our Everyday Heroes segment. And we normally have people who call and nominate people for their heroes. Well, this time I get to nominate someone, and my hero is you.
What?
Yeah. You are one of the best people, present company included, by the way.
No, it's all good. It's all her.
You are an amazing person, and I nominated you as our everyday hero, and I want to do a few minutes with you to talk to you about what it is you do with the Sparrow Club and why you do it and how you have helped so many families like mine over the past few years. Is that okay?
That's more than okay.
Okay. Well, let me start with you. And Matt, I'm going to talk to you too, okay?
Hey, okay. I'm quiet until you need me.
Okay.
Yeah, focus on Laura.
All right. So Laura Queen, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And when I met you, you were a teacher at Park Rose Middle School. Can you tell us what you did there?
I was a seventh grade language arts teacher, but I was also the activities director. So I did student council, but I was the Sparrow advisor for 10 years there.
So tell us about Sparrow advisor. What was that? What did you do?
So my role there was to basically launch a Sparrow project every year. And what that meant was each year we chose a family through the help of Sparrow clubs to embrace and love. And it gave our kids a chance to feel what it was like to, you know, open up their hearts to a family that, you know, basically taught our kids how to look outside themselves and know what it was like for some of our kids to give back for the very first time.
So people may not know what Sparrow Clubs is. How do the kids at the schools give back?
So the way that it happens is one of the things I love so much about Sparrow Clubs is that we find a local sponsor that's willing to put forth money and they back the project. And so what we do is we challenge the kids. They hear their Sparrow story and we challenge the kids to go out and serve in their community. And what that looks like is for every hour of community service that they do, they can earn $10 for their family. And we do that up to a certain challenge mark. And the beautiful thing about it is that the kids immediately, when they meet their Sparrow, no matter who their Sparrower is or no matter what their condition is, they immediately fall in love. And it changes them instantaneously in their assembly when we do the launch assembly and we introduce them to the family. And I think the great thing is it's at that moment that you see a shift in these kids. And after every assembly, the kids would always come up to me and say, Mrs. Queen, when can I start? What can I do? What can I do? Can I erase your chalkboards? Can I clean your whiteboards? And they wanted to start like immediately. And so it really became a part of who we were at Park Rose. And every fall, before I even had my bulletin boards up, the first thing kids were rushing into my room, do we have a Sparrow yet? Do we have a Sparrow yet? And I hadn't even gotten my bulletin boards up. So I was usually at the time calling Matt, who was our director at the time, saying, do I have a Sparrow yet? And it really transformed who we were in Park Rose. So it really gave our kids a chance, no matter who they were, no matter where they came from, to feel what it was like to love and embrace someone else and give back to their community for the very first time. And I think it changed them forever.
Here's what really hit me about the whole thing was the fact that the kids, and you mentioned it, they fell in love and they fall in love with whoever the Sparrow is. We would come in for lunch and everyone would come up and say, hi, Lily, how are you? Are you having a great day? And by the way, she loved lunch at Park Rose Middle School because they served the best hot dogs or hamburgers at the time, whatever it was. But you're right. It really does just It changes them, and I hope it changes them forever.
And I think that's the beautiful thing, that it does change them forever. And so when I'm out and about, and I'm retired now, obviously, because I'm the Portland Program Director for Sparrow Clubs, and when I run into kids now, they don't ask me, they would tell me how great of a language arts teacher I was. What they say to me is, Mrs. Queen, how is our sparrow Lily? Or how is our sparrow, you know, Kimmy? That's the first thing that they want to know. And so I can tell you that it does change them forever, because they do ask and they do want to know. And that's the beautiful thing about Sparrow Clubs, is it's exponential how much it changes. I know it changed your family. I know it changed Lily and touched your heart, but it changes kids' lives forever. And what I'd like to think is that it's a trickle effect, and that for years to come, hopefully one kid, five kids, 10 kids, 1,000 kids, however many kids, that it continues to make the world a better place. And that's what we need to do.
Beyond the kids changing, and you mentioned it changed my family, how has it changed you? Why did you get involved with this in the first place?
You know, in the beginning, I thought it was about raising money for families. And that was my mistake. That's one of those moments where you're like, oh, that's not what it's about. But truly what it's about is, I always wanted to give back. And as a teacher, I think all teachers want to help and they want to make the world a better place. But I can honestly tell you that every single Sparrow family, I'll try not to get upset, but every single Sparrow family that I have ever had has, changed my heart and become really and truly a part of who I am, and reminded us of the things in life that are important. And it's not what we have. It's not where we go or what we, you know, how many things we can buy, but it's what we do for other people. And the greatest gift is truly when someone allows you to help them. And I always say, you know, happiness is what we do for other people. And when you experience that kind of happiness and people let you do that kind of stuff, that's what life's about. And so Sparrow Clubs allows everybody to do that. When a sponsor sponsors a project, they get that feeling of helping, and it's such a great feeling. And when a family knows that, just like your family, you know that Lily has touched the hearts of so many, and our Sparrow families learn that. And our kids learn that, hey, I helped my neighbor, or I helped this person, or I helped this community. And once you feel that joy of giving back, it's almost addictive. It's like, it's this amazing thing that allows you to know the joy of compassion and empathy. And it's so different than pity. And so I hope that, you know, I want to make a difference in the world, but if I can pass that on to kids and youth, and I think if we can teach kids to make a difference in the right way, there's great ways that you can make a difference in the world. You don't have to destroy anything. You don't have to yell at anybody. All you can do is do these great things for people around you. And, you know, when I'm gone, that if I've made a little bit of a difference, then that's what I hope. And I know we all have our own bumps and journeys along the way. And, you know, I've had my medical bumps and journeys along the way in the last couple of years. And when you're going through tough stuff, to know that people care about you, it's not about the money, but knowing people love and embrace you when you're going in for an MRI, or you're going in for a CAT scan, or, you know, you have a cancer diagnosis, or whatever it is, knowing people love and support you means everything.
Matt, in case you were wondering, I did my job there as a reporter. I got her to weep up a little bit.
Yeah,
you did. I knew that wouldn't it be hard. Laura, everything she's saying is so sincere. I mean, you can hear it in her voice. You can see it in her face. But, you know, I've had the privilege of seeing her in action several times in front of kids and with families. And everything she's saying is just so sincere. And she just oozes compassion and empathy, and she's perfect for Sparrow Club. So when she finally retired as a teacher and we nabbed her up as soon as we could, I thought we hit the lottery. And she's just really done an amazing work in Portland, continues to. She's expanded our Portland area, the presence of Sparrow Clubs in the Portland area, tenfold what it was. And we're just so proud of her.
Matt, what was it like working with her when she wasn't retired, when she was just the coordinator here in Portland? I've known her for some time now, and she's very pushy.
Yeah, she's pushy, but she knows if you can like get beyond that. Some people are really offended by pushiness, but Laura's not the offensive kind of pushy. She can be pushy, but she knows what she's talking about, and you get that from the beginning. And so as an advisor, like what a lot of people don't know is our program succeeds or fails based on the advisor. You can set everything up. You can have the perfect Sparrow family. You can have a group of students ready to go. But if you don't have that person in the school serving as the advisor, being that liaison between our organization and between the students and keeping the mission in at the forefront of the kids' minds, you know, your club's not going to last very long. And so working with Laura as an advisor, I looked forward to it. I always knew it was going to be a home run with Park Rose or any club that Laura was a part of. And to be honest with you, Jim, she made my job easy. I mean, I'd go there, she'd have everything set up. It was kind of like, hey, I'll step in and do my part, but this is your deal. You've done it all. You've prepped the kids. You know your Sparrow like your family. I mean, she was just a dream to work with as an advisor, which is why we wanted her on staff for us once she left the, you know, education. So yeah.
I think my family lucked out. We would have been well taken care of with any Sparrow Club out there, but by the grace of God, we were introduced to Park Rose Middle School, and I believe that made a huge difference in our lives, not just financially, because that did help, and that was a time in my life and Sandy's life and Lily's life where things were not going right, and it helped us make sure that we got right with everything. It wasn't just the money. I still have every single piece of paper that those students wrote on, and they are locked away in a safe that cannot burn. And I don't ever want to lose those memories at all. So I appreciate those memories. Laura, you brought up your own health. Can I ask how difficult has it been to continue doing what you do day in, day out while battling your own medical issues?
You know, it puts on a new light, and I'm pretty open about it. You know, when I go to a family and I ask them to share their medical journey, you know, I know it's hard. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer, so I knew it from that perspective. But, you know, when you know something's wrong, and it's different if you have a child or it's a family member, but when you walk into a doctor's office and, you know, they tell you you have a brain tumor, you're like, what? wait a minute, what? And then it becomes a part where, you know, I knew that when I asked my families to share their own story, that I needed to be transparent about my own. And that wasn't so easy to tell people out loud. Yeah, I had brain surgery, craniotomy, you know, 2 years ago, you know, and it was not easy to share my story, and to actually say the words out loud is tough. And I have a greater respect for my families who literally share their story with thousands of people who have never met them. And I've been blessed because, you know, just a little craniotomy, you know, scar 6 inches from side to side. And, you know, I was blessed in my journey. And even though, you know, I like to share, surgery on Wednesday, home by Thursday, back at work on Monday, because that's the way I roll. And, you know, I was blessed. And even though, you know, I do struggle with that 6 month scan, wait, and repeat game, just like anybody who has, you know, brain cancer, but I'm lucky and I'm blessed. And when I stand up in front of a family and I stand up in front of a school and I share a family story, it is critical that people understand when you share your story, you don't want pity, you want empathy, and you want compassion, and you just want people to embrace you. So sometimes I think that, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and sometimes things happen to us and we have bumps along the way. And I think it allows me to do my job with a little bit more empathy and a little bit more understanding of what my families go through. And sometimes when my families are reluctant to share, you know, I am open with them and I say, I get it. I understand how tough it is. And, you know, people know, oh, you know, the 6-month scan, wait and repeat game. Yeah, we know that. And even though we take all kinds of families, not just families with cancer, but they have they know that I get it. And they know that I understand, you know, what that's like. And I tell people, I literally, sorry, Matt, but I literally have the best job in the world, because my job is to, I don't make the world a better place. I just take all the puzzle pieces together and I fit them together. And it takes a little bit of time sometimes to put them together, but I just place them together to allow other people to make the world a better place. And when I'm gone, whenever that is, and if I'm able to do that, then, you know, that's why I'm here.
So. All right. So Portland Sparrow, Sparrow Club's all together, and you're in charge of the Portland area, and which is most of our listening area. How many Sparrow Clubs are there now, and how many more do you want?
Oh, bring them on. This year we had 16, and almost all of our clubs launched virtually, and schools just did an amazing job. Last year we had 19 to 20 clubs. Next year we're looking at probably 25 to 30. Bring them on. We'll take them. We have schools and teachers that have really risen to the occasion. Even with the remote distance learning, we've got a virtual program that works. We're doing online or live assemblies next year as well. We're ready for it, aren't we, Matt?
We're ready. Yeah, I'll just throw this out there. We're actually so ready that we're trying to hire for a part-time position, and we need somebody to help Laura with that load that's coming. You know, she said 25 to 30 clubs, and we really are looking for a perfect candidate that can not only, you know, understand the heart and mission of Sparrow Clubs, but that really has some fundraising and networking experience. That's primarily what we're looking for.
That's good to hear. Now, there is a big event coming up here. Tell us about the auction.
Go ahead, Laura.
We are so excited. We are doing a first ever virtual Wings of Hope auction for Sparrow Clubs. We are still gathering auction items. We'll take more, but our first auction is going to be live, online, virtual, April 23rd through April 27th. It's free to register. You can go to sparrowclubs.org to register. We have so many cool items and people that have donated, people that are part of our Sparrow family, sponsors, donors, actual Sparrow families. We just have such a great support, and we have a lot of great items. You don't have to buy if you're not I love to shop, but if you're not a shopper, you can simply log on and make a donation, and, you know, help us continue the literally life-changing work that we continue to do in Oregon, in Central Oregon, Southern Oregon, and the greater Portland area, which is just literally exploding. We have so many students that and kids that want to make a difference in the lives of others. I think, you know, last year we did 17,000 hours. Kids did 17,000 hours of community service to in honor of their Sparrow and making the world a better place. And if that's not a great direction for youth to go, I don't know what is. So it's a win-win situation.
And, you know, I just have to add, Jim, that keep in mind that this is during a pandemic when schools have been shut down. When this first started happening, when schools were shutting down and, you know, the beginning of the pandemic was we're seeing what that meant. People were coming to us saying, how are you guys going to do your program? You guys are school based. How are you going to react to kids? How are you going to get to kids, you know, in schools? And we just, as a staff, we knew something that a lot of people don't necessarily realize. We knew that there was not going to be anything to stop these kids, because we've worked with these kids for years. We see their hearts. We see how excited they get in their desire to help kids. And we just said, you know, compassion is the key, and compassion is greater than anything that's coming against us, including the pandemic. So we made that our theme. We figured we worked really hard as a staff to transition our entire program to a virtual mode, and we were super excited, but we weren't surprised when schools came to us wanting this program. And so even during the pandemic, these kids, and I give all the credit to the teachers, to the schools, to the kids, they didn't let a pandemic slow them down. Compassion was greater, it proved to be greater, and it's continuing to be greater. So all these kids, these Sparrow families have been adopted, these thousands of hours of service have happened in spite of a pandemic. It's pretty awesome.
That's great to hear. Well, I just wanted to hop on and say thank you to both of you. Of course, Matt, you, by the way, what is your title now? So I make sure I have that right.
I became the executive director about a year ago.
Okay. And when we met you, you were what?
I was the Oregon director.
Oregon director.
So I've kind of moved up the ranks. I was the Southern Oregon guy, then the Oregon guy, then the national guy, and now I'm the executive director. So it's just a testimony to how the community has supported Sparrow Clubs. It's just we're growing. We have great vision for the future, and thank God that we have Laura in Portland.
Absolutely. You know, this is, Laura, I'm focusing on you on this segment because Matt was the face. You were the person behind the face, and you worked very hard to help my family and to help countless others that I know families. And you've done so much, and you are so appreciated. I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you don't feel like you're a hero, but you really are.
You are, Laura.
I'm not speechless very often, but I think it means so much, Jim, because it means a lot coming from you. Not quite sure what to say. Don't necessarily feel like a hero, but it's certainly nice to feel so loved and so appreciated, especially from, one of our Sparrow families, because we like to think that we, touch the hearts. And I have a lot of little mini heroes behind me, and that's what makes it happen. So I, deeply appreciate that.
Well, I love you. Lily loves you. Sandy loves you. Our entire family loves you. And, we think of you all the time, especially with your struggles that you're dealing with. And we know that you're going to pull through and you're going to be better for all of it. In our little world of medical issues, we always say God doesn't give us something we can't handle. Sometimes it's hard to believe that. But we believe it's true. So, I wish you nothing but the best. And thank you for letting me surprise you. And thank you for letting me make you cry on radio.
Yeah, right? That doesn't happen very often. No, I'm kind of a crier. But and Matt, you're kind of sneaky. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was legit. I had a legit reason to set up a Zoom call. We got to talk about all the stuff we were going to talk about. But we can do that later. This was the big thing I was waiting for. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Matt, did I leave anything else you want to say?
Hey, I just want to thank you, Jim, for just for who you are and for what you're doing. Thank you for sticking close to Sparrow and for always supporting us. And all I want to ask people to do is please come check out our auction. You can go to sparrowclubs.org right now. You can preview some of the items. The auction goes live on the 23rd, April 23rd, and through the 27th. And this is in place of our normal live in-person luncheons that we have in the region. We wanted to do one big thing. If we're going to have to do something virtual, we wanted to do something different. And so all of our regions are banding together to try to make this auction a success. And we just need people to help make it a success. So please, visit our website, sparrowclubs.org, and check it out.
Very good. I think I'm going to do two different stories. I'll do one story just basically focused on the auction and what Sparrow Clubs is. And then, of course, our Everyday Hero segment will do that. The Everyday Hero segment will not air until next week, so right before the auction starts. It'll be on a Wednesday, whatever Wednesday that is. And again, I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you for letting me do this.
Thanks, Jim.